You are listening to the TTBA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at Chapter 5, Paragraph 19, Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud Tet. Kol mi sheyesh biyado shlosha devar mahalala mitalmidav shal Avram Avinu, shlosha devar machir mitalmidav shal Bilam Arasha. Ayin tova v'ruch nemucha v'nefesh shefala mitalmidav shal Avram Avinu, ayin ra'a v'ruch gavoa v'nefesh rechava mitalmidav shal Bilam Harasha. Ma bein Talmidav shall Avram Avinu the Talmidav shall Bilam Harasha. Talmidav shall Avram Avinu ochlem ba'olam hazeh v'ochlem ba'olam haba shnemer l'han chal'ah v'yesh v'otzer seim amalei. Aval Talmidav shall Bilam Harasha yorshim gehenem v'yordim le'be'er shachas shnemer. V'yata Elohim toridim le'be'er shachas anshe damim mirma lo yachatzu yimeim v'ani evtach bach. So anyone who possesses these three traits is included among the students of our father Abraham. And anyone who possesses three other traits is included among the students of the wicked Bilam. Bilam was a Midianite prophet hired by Balak, king of Moab, to curse the Israelites in the wilderness, as the Bamidbar points out. He had great powers of prophecy, was highly intelligent, but because he possessed the character traits of greed, arrogance, and lust, his prophecy and intelligence did not help him. He lived a life of wickedness and met with a terrible fate, as Tiferes Yisrael points out. So one who has a good eye, a humble spirit, and a restrained nature is included among the students of our father Abraham. Of course, that's what we should try to have. Someone with a good eye is content with what he has and is not interested in the wealth of others. Avram showed this trait when he refused to take any of the vast treasure that the king of Sodom offered him. After Avram rescued the king and his people, as stated in Bereishis, such a person also generally shares what he owns with others, as Avram did when he provided a lavish meal to three strangers, when he gave a tenth of his possessions to Malki Tzedek, and when he paid the huge sum of 400 silver shekels for the field in which he would bury Sarah, as the Magen Avos points out. Avram had a humble spirit, as from the words, I am but dust and ash, Rav points out a restrained nature, describes someone who avoids physical pleasure. We know that Avram possessed this trait because he said to Sarah as they were about to enter Egypt, behold, now I know that you are a woman of beautiful appearance, which implies until then he didn't know about her beauty, Rav points out. And the opposite, when you have an evil eye, an arrogant spirit, and an indulgent nature is among the students of the wicked Bilam. Someone who has an evil eye is a greedy person who wants the wealth of others. Even though Bilam knew that God did not want him to go to Balak to curse Israel, he went anyway because he hoped to collect a large fee from Balak, as revealed by his words in Bamidbar, if Balak will give me his house full of silver and gold. Bilam also had an arrogant spirit. He said about himself, one who hears the sayings of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High. Bilam had an indulgent nature. He liked to indulge in physical pleasures, as we see from his suggestion that Balak send Midianite woman to cause the Israelite men to sin. Had Bilam not been someone like this himself, he wouldn't have given this advice. The sages teach that he was even not good in many other different ways. What is the difference between the fate of the students of our father Abraham and the fate of the students of the wicked Bilam? Students of our father Abraham, Avram, benefit in this world and in the world to come. They will eat the fruits of the reward in this world, but they will enjoy the reward itself in the world to come, Rashi points out. The reward is like a tree that grows fruit. A person picks and eats the fruit without taking anything away from the tree itself. As it says, I have what to give as an inheritance to those who love me, and I shall fill their storehouses. The verse's words, those who love me, refers to the followers of Avram, because Avram is described as someone who loved God. The verse promises to fill their storehouses with food in this world and give them an inheritance in the world to come. But the students of the wicked Bilam go to Gehenna and go to the well of destruction, as it says, and you, O God, will lower them into the well of destruction. Men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out half their days, but as for me, I will trust in you. Gehenna denotes suffering in this world. The well of destruction refers to suffering in the world to come. And the verse means men of bloodshed and deceit. Bilam was a man of bloodshed because his advice to Balak resulted in the death of 24,000 Jews, as stated in Bamidbar. He was also deceitful and devious, as we see from his various schemes to make Israel sin and thus lose their divine protections. Obviously, we should do what we can to follow the ways of Abraham. Be humble, be generous, and do what we can to use our enthusiasm for good things, and hopefully we will accomplish great things in our days in many different ways. Join us next time as we talk about different attributes taken from animals to use to serve God here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.